Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me with this little Chicago. Bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Chad Moutre back on the show. Chad's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now coming up on later this year, 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. Chad is the former chief economist for the SBA. He's now the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, and he's our good friend Chad. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on Jim. It's always pleasure.
Good to have you back. And hey, Chad. Now you got your new report out. Your fourth quarter 2012 manufacturing report's out, right?
Yeah, we put that out in December. Basically what we saw over the course of the last year, and you still see it happening today. Manufacturers have pulled back on their overall confidence. As we got through the fiscal cliff conversation. The post election period. And even right now, you're seeing a lot of people pulling back because of higher payroll taxes, because of the across-the-board sequestration. It's probably going to happen here in another couple weeks.
Right.
And so that's really continuing to put a little bit of anxiety.
What you're describing is dysfunction in Washington.
Yeah, the thing is, we would continue to have moderate growth, nothing to write home about, but at least modest growth in GDP. But here, Washington's really shooting itself in the foot with, both the fiscal cliff conversation.
Well, they're shooting, their weapon has two barrels.
Yeah.
They're shooting themselves in the foot, and they're shooting us in the foot, too.
That's true. And we aren't talking about a recession, but we are definitely talking about many manufacturers are pulling back, especially those who are being directly affected by sequestration. I've talked to defense contractors and people in their supply chain, a lot of whom are small and medium-sized businesses. We're quite worried about the sequestration happening. As I said earlier,
Remind the audience about sequestration.
Well, if you go back to July 2011, we were having a conversation here in Washington about the debt and the debt ceiling, and the Congress passed the Budget Control Act, which had some spending caps in there over the course of the next 10 years. But as you know, they also couldn't settle on $1.2 trillion in cuts, so they pushed that back to the super committee. And the super committee had to come up with those cuts by November 2011, or you had these across-the-board cuts that were going to go into effect on January the 1st. As you know, the super committee failed, and those were supposed to happen at the same time as the fiscal cliff. Congress, as part of the fiscal cliff deal, pushed them back to March the 1st, and here we are.
Yep.
So, those are going to be, pretty
And this is something. This is something that was proposed by the White House, by the president, and then
right.
In December he swore that the sequestration is not going to happen. But everybody that I've heard says is going to happen. So the thing is, folks, the main thing to realize is that this is just another installment of the inability of the political class to work together to come up with things to provide solutions, maybe just to get out of our way, Chad.
Yeah.
But the other thing is when they actually do put something together, it's often anti-business these days.
Yeah.
The Dodd-Frank bill,
right.
Obamacare. And then the president has these other things on his radar screen that are anti-business, a cap and trade bill, higher minimum wage, et cetera, et cetera. These are not the kinds of things that make manufacturers, large and small, or any other small business say, I believe I want to get me some more of that.
Yeah, when we do sentiment surveys, those kind of sentiments come out pretty quickly, that there's an enormous amount of worry about not only the tax environment, but also the regulatory environment. What a second term for Obama will look like, especially in the environmental space. But also National Labor Relations Board and OSHA, and you said Dodd-Frank. There's a number of areas where this administration is very pro-regulation, and in some cases, for instance, in coal, They'd like to completely, you know, get rid of the coal industry.
Right. So, well, President Obama said out of his own mouth these words, I'm going to declare war on coal.
Yeah. So you know, when you look at the, you know, what they, you know, they're basically are not able to accomplish many of these objectives in the legislative process. And so they're very aggressive in the regulatory process. And
in the executive order realm, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, I mean, this continues to add to a layer of anxiety on the part of many manufacturers. And I think that that's why you've seen, since the election, so many manufacturers who continue to say that they're pulling back. You know, the reality is we've actually seen a little bit of progress in terms of some manufacturing activity in December and January, and yet you still continue to see this level of worry on the part of many manufacturers.
Is there an isolated emotion among your members that this administration seems to see Congress and the Constitution as an annoyance, that it's not something that's traditional, that's part of the game, the rules we have to play, right, but instead is really something that is getting in our way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's clear. I mean, certainly when you look at the regulatory actions that they're taking, I mean, what they were not able to accomplish with card check, for instance, a few years ago, they've been able to push through some of that through the National Labor Relations Board. What they weren't able to accomplish with Waxman-Markey, with the climate change, they're able to, you know, kind of backdoor in through the
EPA.
Through the EPA. So I think you clearly see them using the executive branch as a way to get around.
And that kind of almost realpolitik is something that doesn't make decision makers, people who create jobs, it doesn't make them say, I want some more of that. It makes them pull back, actually, folks. And we're seeing that same thing in the polling that we're doing and that we're reporting on for small businesses. Stay with us. Right back with Chad Moutray.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.